Can't I cut out fat altogether?
No, that would have the opposite effect. Your body would go into survival mode and hang on to every gram it has.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Christoph Niekamp und ich bin Online-Redakteur für unsere Website dasptamagazin.de. Worum geht's diesmal? Eine Kundin sucht Ratschläge zum gesunden Abnehmen in der Apotheke. Hören Sie den englischen Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen so ganz nebenbei Ihre Fremdsprachenkenntnisse auf. Die PTA wird gesprochen von Jane Funke. Jane Funke ist Native Speaker und erstellt gemeinsam mit Apothekerin Hannelore Giesen seit vielen Jahren für uns die Serie English for PTA. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website dasptamagazin.de/English tun. Die Webseite ist direkt hier unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. I've gained weight over the last few months and some of my clothes don't fit me anymore. I've worked out that my BMI is 26.5 and that it could endanger my health if it gets any higher. What can I do?
Unfortunately, there is no magic potion. The most important thing is to take your time. Losing weight too fast is exhausting and often defeats the object.
What do you suggest?
The best results come from setting yourself an achievable goal and changing your eating habits permanently.
What would that involve?
Eat slowly and reduce your fat intake to a maximum of 20% of the total number of calories. Between 1,500 and 1,800 calories would be a sensible amount to start with, considering your size and weight.
Can't I cut out fat altogether?
No, that would have the opposite effect. Your body would go into survival mode and hang on to every gram it has. Also, if you keep too strict a regime, it would result in binging and make you angry with yourself.
What kind of foods should I eat?
Eat whole foods that are rich in fiber, plenty of vegetables and fresh fruit, and use healthy oils such as olive. Be careful with the fruit and don't eat too much, as many varieties contain a considerable amount of sugar, whereas you may eat as many vegetables as you like. Try to stick to 3 meals a day. It's good for the body to have at least 3 hours between meals, and it's better to eat more early in the day and less later on. Avoid processed food, as it contains a lot of hidden sugar and salt. Fluids are important too, and you should drink plenty of water, preferably 2 liters a day.
Does it have to be water?
Fruit teas and herbal infusions are good if you prefer something warm. Sugary beverages should be kept to a minimum. And you should get, on average, at least 30 minutes of physical exercise a day. Walk or cycle. Avoid using lifts and escalators. Take the stairs instead.
A friend told me that there are injections nowadays to help lose weight.
That's true, but that is definitely not an option in your case. They are used for patients with obesity, and their prescription is connected to certain conditions. So your health insurance wouldn't pay for them.
Oh, I'd hope it would be easier.
No, sorry, but maybe a formula diet meal replacement would be worth trying. It would help by providing clearly defined meals without having to count calories or anything else. It starts with a trial period and then a long-term plan. You can also replace just one daily meal with a formula diet, preferably in the evening. Concerning the loss of weight, I suggest you start a journal. Write down everything you eat and drink, and then come back in a fortnight and we'll go through it together.
That's a good idea. Should I weigh myself every day?
Once a week is best, preferably at the same time of day.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're welcome. Good luck. And I'll just take your phone number, if I may.
Yes, of course.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Vielen Dank, dass Sie zugehört haben. Lassen Sie gerne einen Kommentar und eine positive Bewertung da, wenn es Ihnen gefallen hat. Starten Sie gesund und erholt ins neue Jahr. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.